5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Really is unbelievable that the Dubs have benched Klay Thompson. So they sat him down. He hasn't been on the bench since his rookie season. So what does he do? He comes off of the bench and says, oh yeah, watch this. He nails 7 3-pointers and scores a season-high 35 points, and the Warriors win because of him in Utah, Salt Lake Shakers, last night. I mean, the guy was a reserve for the first time since 2012. That was the lockout-delayed first season of his career. This Podzimski guy has replaced him in the lineup. And he had 13, 8 dimes, and 6 rebounds, which is solid. I'm not going to argue with that. But they have basically done Klay Thompson wrong now. Like, he's, like, doesn't matter anymore. Like, he, like, coming out the band, you just are washed, you're old, you're going to play a limited burn, all the rest. But he said, quote, you can do two things. You can pout or you can go out there and respond. And he became the 6th Warrior player to surpass 15,000 points in his career. He said, I thought I did the latter very well tonight, which is respond. He had started 727 straight games. That was the 4th longest streak active in the NBA behind DeRozan, Dame Time, and his teammate, Steph Curry. Kerr talked to him on Thursday morning and told him that he was changing the lineup. And he said that Thompson wasn't thrilled about it and that it fueled him. It drove him to have that game. Kerr said, it's been a tricky season for him and for us. It's not as easy to do what Klay did 5 or 6 years ago, for him anyway. I think this could be a good balance to get the best out of Klay and to get the best out of our team. There's no doubt he struggled this season. He's averaging 17 points, the lowest since his 2nd season, and occasionally hasn't been a part of Kerr's finishing 4th quarter lineup. Kerr said, it's just that he's such a competitor. I've watched him win championships. I've seen him hit 1 million big shots. I've seen him guard the toughest guys in the league. Klay's a champion. He's an incredible player and great person. What he didn't say in that interview was that, so I benched him. It really is unbelievable. He scored 17 in the Warriors' 84-point first half, and they needed a missed 3 by Sexton to hold on for their 8th win in 10 games. Golden State had 48 second points. That was a season high. Thompson was lighting it up. He had 18 after halftime in the 3rd quarter alone. He made 5 shots, 4 threes over a 4-minute stretch to give the Dubs a lead of 120-102 entering the 4th quarter. His 35-point game was the first for a Dubs player off the bench since 2017 when Ian Clark did it against the Spurs. Thompson said, I thought about Manu Ginobili. That guy has 4 rings and a gold medal, came off the bench his whole career. And I don't think anyone looks down on his Hall of Fame candidacy. He's one of the greats. And I thought, I mean, I embraced it before tip. And I mean, I deserved it, really. Now let's look at the top 25 games in college basketball on Saturday. Texas Tech and Iowa State tip it off at noon in Ames at the Hilton Coliseum. Of course, Iowa State's 19-5, 8-3 in the Big 12. Texas Tech 16-6, 7-4 in the Big 12. And A&M's at Alabama in Tuscaloosa. That's going to be a good game. Bama 17-7, A&M's 15-9, 6-5 in the SEC. The Tide 9-2 in conference play. Wake Forest is at number 21, Virginia in Charlottesville. The Cavs have 19 wins. Wake has 16. They're 8-5 in the ACC. Virginia's 10-4. Number 17, Creighton, is at Butler at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Creighton 18-7, 9-5 in the Big East. Butler 16-9, 7-7 in conference play. Texas is at number 3, Houston, at the Fertitta Center in H-Town. The Cougs are 3rd in the land and 21-3 overall. Great defense. Texas is 16-8, 5-6, a game under 500 in the Big 12. Houston 8-3 in conference play. At 1:30, Fordham's at number 16, Dayton, in Dayton at the UD Arena. Dayton has 20 wins. Fordham just 10. They're going to get whacked. 2 o'clock, Va-Tech and number 7, North Carolina at the Dean Dome. The Smith Center in Chapel Hill. North Carolina looking for their 20th win. At 2 o'clock, Duke and Florida State in Tallahassee. Duke's looking for their 20th. Florida State's 13-11, and they are not going to the tournament. Also at 2, number 19, BYU's in Iba in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. They're having a horrible season at 10-14, but BYU's 18-6. At 2:15 in Iowa City, number 20, Wisconsin comes calling for the Hawkeyes at Carver Hawkeye. At 3 o'clock, number 4, Marquette, and number 1, UConn. What a battle in Hartford. The Huskies are number 1 in the land, 23-2. Marquette is 19-5 and number 4 in the land. At 3:30, LSU in South Carolina, the Gamecocks are ranked 11th, 21 wins. Too bad they got whacked the other night at the Neville by Auburn. Let's see if they rebound. At 4 o'clock, number 6, Kansas is at number 25, Oklahoma, at the Noble Center in Norman. Kansas looking for their 20th win. Oklahoma's 18-7 and 500 in the Big 12. When you're 500 in the Big 12, that's basically good, right? At 5:30, number 14, Illinois is at Maryland in College Park. Maryland with a big win the other night against Iowa there at home, came back to do it. They're 14-11, Illinois 18-6. At 6 o'clock, Vandy in Tennessee at Thompson Bowling in Knoxville. Tennessee's got 18 wins. Vanderbilt stinks. They're 2-9 in the SEC. At 6, number 12, Baylor's in Morgantown against West Virginia. They're having a horrible year at 8-16. Baylor's got 18 wins and 7-4 in the Big 12. At 6, number 22, Kentucky goes to Neville to see Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers, ranked 13th. They got 20 wins. Kentucky's 17-7. Also at 7, Indiana State, ranked 23rd. They got ranked for the first time since 79. They immediately lost. Now they play Southern Illinois with their 22 wins. The Sycamores, 22-4. Southern Illinois, 16-10. Watch out for an upset in Carbondale. And at 9:30, Arizona State's in Tucson against Arizona. The Wildcats are ranked 5th in the country, looking for their 20th win. Bobby Hurley's team only one game over 500. Sunday, there's 2 ranked games. At noon, number 24, Florida Atlantic. The Owls go to South Florida in Tampa at the Yingling Center. Florida Atlantic's already got 20 wins, and South Florida's had a good year. They got 18-5. They're tough. Watch out for an upset there. And at 1 o'clock, number 2, Purdue in Columbus against the Buckeyes. The Boilermakers are 23-2. All right, let's look at some of the unranked games on Saturday. There's tons of them. TCU's at Kansas State. Penn State's at Nebraska. Richmond at GW. Navy at BU. Florida goes to Athens to see the Bulldogs. Oh, 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 oh. Bobby Moe at Wright State. Purdue Fort Wayne at Detroit Mercy. They finally won a game. They're 1-26. Vatek, I told you they're playing at North Carolina already. Nobody wants to hear it again, do they? Valpo's at Missouri State. Towson at Hampton. Northeastern at Hofstra. Campbell plays at Drexel. Army's at Holy Cross. Arkansas in Stark, Vegas against Mississippi State. They're 16-8. UMass is at LaSalle in Philadelphia. Bucknell at Colgate Toothpaste. Northern Illinois at Kent State. Akron's at Buffalo. Marshall at Coastal. St. Joe's goes to Pittsburgh to see Duquesne. Rice is at Tulsa. And then you've got Youngstown State at Cleveland State. IUPUI's at Oakland. The Catamounts of Vermont at Maine. Florida International goes to Louisiana Tech. New Mexico State's taking on the Hilltoppers at Western Kentucky. Davidson's at St. Bonnie. Bowling Green in Ypsilanti against Eastern Michigan. Ball State goes to Oxford to see Miami of Ohio. Texas State is at Southern Miss. There's so many games. Miami and BC and Chestnut Hill. Cincinnati at Central Florida down in the Big O. Stony Brook's at Monmouth. Delaware State at Coppin State. East Tennessee's at Western Carolina. Southern Indiana at Little Rock. Arkansas State goes to South Bama. North Dakota State is at Denver. Hawaii at the Gauchos of Santa Barbara. Why not? Charleston Southern's at UNC Asheville. Southeast Missouri State at SIU Edwardsville. Morehead State's at UT Martin. Louisiana's at App State. Lipscomb at Central Arkansas. Monroe goes to Troy. Lamar's at New Orleans. Northern Colorado at Sacramento State. Idaho State's at Idaho. Weber's at Eastern Washington. Utah State at Colorado State. How about Cuse and Georgia Tech in Atlanta? I'm around Georgia Tech. I got a hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer. And I drink my whiskey clear. Stanford's at Washington State. Dartmouth at Cornell in the Ivy. Harvard's in New York City against Columbia. Brown's at Penn. UTEP at Middle Tennessee. Louisville goes to the Steel City to see Pittsburgh. It never ends. There's games going crazy. Elon at Wilmington. Western Mich at Central Mich. Greensboro at Wofford. Fullerton at UC San Diego. Northern Arizona at Portland State. DePaul at Providence. Liberty at Sam Houston. NC State at Clemson, Cal at Washington, Michigan hosts Michigan State, Yale's at Princeton. I mean, it is just never ending. Long Beach State at Northridge, Missouri at Ole Miss. You got to be kidding me. San Fran at Marymount. The college basketball scene is out of control.